Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy day 31, Reset Family. I can't believe that I'm even saying that to you. It's been 31 days. We've got 9 days to go. We're almost at the finish line. And I pray that you are as excited as I am to awaken this day and to know not only is God giving us another day, but Lord, we're 1 day closer. We began this journey thinking that 40 days seemed so far away. Here we are, a month and a day later, and we can give thanks to God. Today, as we get ready, as always, I greet you with the name, with the same grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. Today is the 31st day of our 40-day journey, seeking a 40-day journey of seeking God through consecrated and committed and covenant prayer and fasting. I hope I'm excited. I hope you're excited. I'm prayerful that you are grateful to God for the call to this journey. That you can look back and see that God is doing some things in your life and you're grateful for it. I'm reminded of how anyone who is on a weight journey, on a weight loss journey, takes pictures of themselves so they can look back at the before and after. They post what they looked like before and they post after how much they've lost. I hope you're having a before and after moment today. Thinking about where you were when this journey began at the beginning of the year, the beginning of where your heart was, where your mind was, where your life was, where your body was. And now look at where the Lord has brought you. And thanks be to God, the Father, the Lord has worked some changes in our lives. You know, for the last few days, we've been praying prayers of the Bible. Hezekiah's prayer to be healed, Solomon's prayer for wisdom, Peter's prayer to be saved, the man who had an issue with his son asking for the Lord to increase his faith. Today I want to pray a different prayer. It comes from us from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul is dealing with an issue that he calls a thorn in the flesh. He doesn't identify what it is, but he knows what all of us know, what it's like to have something in our lives that's causing pain and frustration, worry, some anxiety. And he does what we would do. He goes to God in prayer because we've been taught for our entire lives, that prayer changes things, that prayer makes things better, that prayer taps us into the power of God to make a difference. He goes to God, he says, Lord, I pray and I pray and I pray, take this thorn from me. And God answered Paul, and God answered Paul, no, that my grace is sufficient for you. Beloved, here's the depth, here's the tough reality. That prayer doesn't always remove things. Prayer gives us the strength to go through things. Let me say that again. Prayer does work. Prayer does change things. But sometimes when prayer changes, it's not what we're going through. Sometimes what prayer changes is us and gives us the ability to go through what God has ordained for us for reasons we may never understand. How do you live when God says no? How do you make it when the will of God is for you to deal with this thing? God, here we are. Here we are on this morning, this Friday, this 31st day of our journey of prayer and fasting. And as always, oh gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we begin this day by thanking you for brand new mercies. Thank you, oh Lord, that you are faithful. Thank you, oh Lord, that you continue to forgive us. Thank you that you give us a chance after chance after chance after chance. Lord, as we awaken on this 31st day of our journey, we not only thank you for your brand new mercies, but we thank you for the change you've been making in us. The things, the Lord, that we'll never go back to for the disciplines of prayer. From learning how to say no to our flesh, for feeling the power of the Holy Spirit working with us, working within us. Gracious, loving Father God, for all that, we say thank you. Sadly, we know what it's like and remember now on this 31st day what it was like to be distant from you, to not be able to hear your voice, to know that we were guided by our desires and not by the Holy Spirit. And Lord, as we look into the mirror today, I want to thank you for the changes you've been working out in my sister and my brother, for the ways in which you've been molding their life, for the ways in which you've been working in them and on them and through them, for the ways, oh God, in which you shaped them over these 31 days. Reset has been a blessing, and God, we say thank you. We have learned the power of praying ourselves through hunger, praying ourselves through our desire to get on our phone, praying ourselves out of the television, praying ourselves, God, into an intimate space with you. Prayer changes things, but prayer does not always give us an immediate yes. Today, oh gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, as we come before you, we're to lift up all those students, all those issues in our lives where, Lord, the answer is my grace is sufficient. The areas where we're praying for you to take something away, and you're saying to us, you're going to make it through this. Those areas where we're asking you to fix something, and for whatever reason that escapes our understanding, your will says, live with it. For those areas of God where we've been begging you to turn things around. And your will, your plan, your desire for us is to grow stronger through it. Lord, growing stronger is not always pleasant, is not always acceptable, is not always what we like. We pray for what we want, but we learn to surrender to what you will. I want to say that again. God, we pray for what we want. But we're learning to surrender to what you will. So today, Lord, I'm asking you for grace. It is sufficient. By everyone on this spot, by everyone on this prayer line, for the things we've got to go through, because you willed it to be so. For the times in our lives when the answer to our prayer request is not yes, but your answer is no, but your grace is sufficient. My brother, my sister, can you see grace in God's no? That is the question for today. Can you see grace where God says no? Gracious, loving Father God, we don't always understand why you don't do the things we want. But we trust you enough to know that you know better for us than we know for ourselves. Can you trust that God's will for your life is greater than your own heart's desire? Can you trust that God knows better for you than you know for yourself? Can you trust that God never desires to hurt or harm you, but God is always trying to groom and grow you through grace? So gracious, loving Father God, today I pray that you give me the strength for a few things. I pray, first of all, that you give me the strength to trust your will. Lord, that we would know your will is better than our That you would give us enough faith to know that even with a thorn in our life, even when the answer is not no, that is not no, that does not mean you don't love us. That does not mean you're no longer God. That does not mean you don't care. Lord, may we learn to look at a no for what we've asked. May we learn to look at things that will no longer change, that will not change. May we learn to see the experiences we have to go through and know that you are still God. Lord, let me never doubt you simply because the cancer hasn't gone. Lord, let me never turn from you simply because I've got to walk through this valley. Lord, let me trust in you even when I prayed and I prayed and I prayed But your will was for me to go through it. Lord, allow us to find you in the know to the answer of our prayer. And God, allow me to have enough faith and strength to know that grace will see me through. Lord, that whatever we've got to live with, grace is sufficient. Whatever we've got to go through, my sister, grace is sufficient. Whatever we've got to fight through, my brother, grace is sufficient. So God, today we call on the power of grace to see us through, to guide us through, to hold us through those moments of our lives, God. I thank you for grace that is sufficient. And Lord, I'm even learning to thank you for the noise of life. I believe each and every one of us has grown on this line, can take a look, can look back at something we've asked God to do. God gave us a definitive no, and we can now look back and still say thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't give me what I wanted. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't move the way I desired, but the way you destined for me. Thank you, God, for your no. So, Lord, I pray today for everyone on this line who's got to go through some things they're asking you to change, for you to remind us that grace is sufficient, for us to trust your will above our want, to find grace in the midst of our no, in our no, and oh, God, to trust and believe that you still see us through. And then on the other side, your strength will be made perfect in our weakness. I pray this, O Lord, for us as we seek you, for us as we come to you, that we never believe that prayer simply changes things to the way we want them to be, but prayer does align us with what you willed for us. Guide us through the noise of life, O Lord, is my prayer. And this I ask in the name of Jesus, who learn to surrender to your will as we learn to surrender you to you today. In the name of Jesus, we do pray, and the redeemed of God who loved God said amen, amen, and amen. Family, today is day 31. God is changing so many things in our lives, and there are some things God has given us the strength to live through and go through. Prayer will not change it, but prayer will change you today. Today, I pray that you experience the power of the grace of God's no. Thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And we record the prayer. You can come back and listen. You can direct people to it later. It's day 31, y'all. We've got 9 days to go. To God be the glory for bringing us this far on our journey. We'll be right back here tomorrow morning, same time, by the grace of God, to be in prayer once again. This is Pastor Hawley. Love you. Thank you. And I'll see you. Excuse me. I'll be in prayer with you tomorrow morning. In Jesus' name.